Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single-family home or detached, home, townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured mobile home?
Single.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
All right, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I don't remember. Probably 30 years.
Yeah. Okay, okay. All right, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20 years.
20 years, okay. All right, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane, one hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
I have.
Can you tell me what category?
I've experienced Category 4 and 5.
Okay, Category and 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, ma'am, and can you tell me the name or year of the, you know, of the hurricane? The first one will be the fourth one, Category 4.
I don't remember the category. I know it's Ivan and Andrew. Hurricane Andrew.
Okay,
Hurricane, so the
first one, Ivan, right?
And the next one was Andrew.
Andrew, okay. Andrew, okay. Okay, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household lived, you know, in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Pardon?
Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not
vulnerable. Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane?
My doors and windows are hurricane-proof.
Okay, like put up hurricane shutters and board up the home?
No, they're hurricane-proof. They're glass and they're hurricane-proof.
Okay, so everything is... for ready for hurricanes, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's ready for a hurricane. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning issue, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if your home is already prepared.
My home is already prepared.
Okay, so your home is already prepared, just could be secure within a few hours, right?
Yeah, my home is already secure.
Okay.
A hurricane come now, it's prepared.
Okay, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, hurricane is a natural disaster, so we don't know. I don't know. No one can tell that, right?
Okay,
I've seen with Andrew that the house beside me was flat and my house was standing. So I can't tell you if it what will happen.
Okay, but you have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourself, right? And your home from hurricane damage.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will be very certain to have that information, or just somewhat certain?
I'm certain. I mean, I myself.
Okay. Please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp.
I use the Weather Channel.
Would that be like internet sources other than social media?
Internet and radio.
Radio. What about TV?
I actually don't have TV service. I only have internet.
Or newspapers like a print media, you know, family and friends?
Family and friends, yes, but no printed.
Okay, no print. Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, and on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably 7.
From 1 to 5?
3. I have the hurricane proof stuff, but the food I would be starving.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of housing, or property taxes, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
Cost of food.
Okay, cost of food and other essentials, and what else?
Mm-hmm.
What about cost of housing or property taxes?
Yeah, that could be it.
Okay, cost of insurance?
More.
Okay.
Income, right.
loss of income and or employment, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure because I think they can't fire if it's the hurricane.
Okay, so just maybe loss of income, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone, yes, evacuation zone, or both?
I can evacuate, but I'm not in a flood zone.
So not an evacuation zone, right? Or flood zone?
Correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or strong was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you probably never evacuate.
I would evacuate. I have another home.
So you probably never evacuate?
I would. I have another house, so I would leave.
Okay. So, would that be within, 24 hours, 36 hours, or 48 hours?
Within 24 hours.
24 hours, okay. Okay, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house or nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances?
As far as possible to another state.
As far as possible. Okay. All right, Mammon, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Three.
Okay, three. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do not know. Okay. Okay, and how confident are you that you could come up with like $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be, I am certain I could come up with a full $2,000, I could probably come up with $2,000, I could probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000?
I could come up with $2,000.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how has your home insurance rate, changed in the last 1 year? Would you say it decreased significantly? Over 10%, decrease somewhat, over 1 to 10%, or remain the same, or increase somewhat, 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
Increase about 1%.
Okay, from 1 to 10%?
No, not 1 to 10, no. Well, yeah, I guess that you don't have any other choice. Yeah, 1%.
I have, or increase significantly over 10%.
No, it has not increased significantly.
Okay, what about 1 to 3 years? Has it changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
No.
Remain the same?
Yes.
Okay, what about 3 to 5 years?
I only have this old 3 years.
Okay, so remain the same, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so 5 to 10 years, you didn't have it. So, okay.
Correct.
All right. All right, ma'am. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying a higher rate?
Nothing.
Okay, so just continue, right? Okay, if you could insure your property for less, than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for a full replacement value. 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
Okay, 1 second. Can I plug in this for me? Repeat what you said.
Okay, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you were, are comfortable insuring? Would be 100, I want to be insured full replacement value?
No, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I'm not going to go less. Yeah.
Okay, at 100. Okay, and in which of the following would you consider taking it, if insurance costs of an homeownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would that be moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would not move from your home?
Maybe move to another state.
Move to another state, okay. And okay, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, a yes or no, or I have already dropped my insurance, or not applicable?
My mortgage is not paid off because I don't pay PMI.
So yes or no, or you have already dropped your insurance?
No, I have insurance.
Okay, so would that be, the question was, would you consider if your mortgage was paid off?
Oh, no.
No, okay. All right, ma'am, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say, can I pick two options, federal and state?
Pharaoh, yes, Pharaoh and the state, okay? All right. I remember on a scale from 1 to 5, where is, you know, 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 through 5? How much confidence?
Based off of the 1 to 5, I would say at least 4.
4. Okay, what about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Repeat that.
How much confidence do you have that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I think that... What's the option for the answer? Because
from 1 through 5. Remember, 1 is no confidence. You can go all the way to 5. You know,
five.
Okay. What about that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
5.
That the new developments take into account flood risk.
Hold on. Hi. I have a lot of kids there. How long are you going to take?
Yeah, we almost finished, ma'am. This is almost, we're towards the end, okay? Only a few more questions. And then I'm going to go real fast so we can finish that. Okay, does the new developments take into account flood risk? Do you know if no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence on that?
It's reasonable confidence.
Reasonable confidence. Okay, and the last one says the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Agreed.
What number from 1 through 5?
Number 5.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think that your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening. I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. And that third one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. And no, I do not believe it's happening. And the other one said, I don't know if it's happening.
I actually don't know.
Okay, so don't know if it's happening, right?
Okay. Mm.
All right, ma'am, most Florida coastal area have a very low elevation under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned, right?
No.
Okay. Or, ma'am, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flooding zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job.
Do I have several options? No. Okay.
Yeah, you can give me 3.
Schools. Did you say the neighborhood?
Neighborhood, yes. Neighborhood.
And the taxes.
Taxes and fees, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, ma'am. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Probably 20.
More than 20 years or 10 to 20 years?
Yeah, 20.
Okay. All right, and finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
You said 35 to what?
35 to 54.
Yeah, 35 to 54.
Okay, and what is your gender?
Female.
All right, and including yourself, how many people live in your household?
5.
5. Okay, and would be how many under 12 years old?
Two
under 12, and how many are over 65?
None.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Okay, married. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? I have less than high school, some college graduate, or a graduated degree?
A graduate degree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
I have two degrees. No.
So no, not Hispanic or Latino descent, right?
No. My husband
and then what racial group do you identify yourself with? Caucasian or white, black or African American, Asian or Native American?
I always put two. I'm Asian and black.
Okay, so Asian, okay, let me write down because I don't have it. Asian and black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, and what language is most often spoken in your home?
English, but other languages are spoken. French is not spoken.
Okay, but English is the most spoken, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me which, you know, is the income range of your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
Over 100.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
Bye-bye.